I'm playing, you know, 3-4 Jayhawk songs in my sets. I'm playing some Creek Dipper songs, and I'm playing these new songs because this is kind of my victory lap here.
Singer-songwriter Mark Olson has made a lot of music, but he says he's never worked harder than anything in his life than on this new album, Many Colored Kite, and he wants to enjoy his efforts on stage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. We've known Mark Olson for years as the singer and songwriter for the Jayhawks and then his own original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers. But Mark hasn't often stepped out to make an album under his own name. In fact, his new album, Many Colored Kite, is only his second official solo record that he's made in his 24-year career, the first being Salvation Blues back in 2007. That album had a dark, sometimes soul-searching quality that's often been described as desert country. But on Many Colored Kite, we hear a much more hopeful Mark Olson. Mark told FUV's Claudia Marshall that he's been exploring a more upbeat sound alongside his musical partner and girlfriend, Ingen Ringvold.
New record, new label for you.
Mm-hmm.
And is it safe to say it's somewhat of a new sound? I think it's a little bit of a different sound for you.
Yeah, I kind of been working on it for a while. Ingen and I have been playing together for almost 4 years now. And we did like almost 300 shows between my last record and the Mark and Gary record. So during that period of time, as you're playing live, you start to think about what works live. And there's a middle ground between rock and folk that I'm still trying to explore. And so I've been building in that direction with Ingen and her playing the djembe, harmonies, a little keyboard, the guitar and the dulcimer, and just trying to get the most sound out of the two of us together. And we've been working hard on it. We made this record, spent time writing, performing, rehearsing, and it's been the most work I've put into something in my entire life was this record. Just I just kept at it and at it and at it.
A morning dove camped beside my door. Oh, I'll light up my candles and praise the love and praise the light of the day and praise the love and praise the light of the day. My home is by the fountain. Home is by the fountain. There's my home.
I really felt like this is the time to work in my life, so I wanted to do that, and I've just kept going, kind of right off the road into recording. And I think a lot when I see you know the great musicians of our time, Bob Dylan's and the Van Morrisons and stuff like that, I don't think they ever took a break. When you look at the number of records they made, they just kept going and putting out album after album and tour after tour. So I think that's the way of life, and if you are a musician, you aspire to that, to keep working, you know, to keep going.
Right, but you do need to recreate somewhere along the
way.
Yeah,
but the stressors and strainers of everyday life in the traffic zone do create stuff in your mind that you can put down on a guitar and make something work with, you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of guys will say they can't write while they're on the road.
No, it's just the intensity of it. It can push you into making up songs.
The sky is dust our window, and what will be, and what we're meant to see, be. You can be. Ain't talking about any rivers you can see. Now Johanna takes us to the well.
Mark Olson live with Morning Dove and the title track from his new album, Many Colored Kite. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.